You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. And we talked to that Toyota owner of a 2007 Camry there at the top of the hour. And you can hear in her voice a sense that she's sticking with the company. She's not worried. Her car has been recalled. Her Camry, one of the most popular models sold in America, is being recalled. But she's not going to worry about it. But here's Akio Toyoda, who's the CEO of Toyota, speaking in that celebrated apology that he gave at a news conference in Tokyo on Friday.
I'm trying to do this work as soon as possible, and with cooperation of our employee and our supplier and the dealers.
So news over the weekend, the company announced it is going to recall its popular hybrid Prius model in Japan, and we're awaiting word as to whether that recall is going to be extended to the United States. Lots to talk about regarding Toyota. Here's Micheline Maynard. She covers the auto industry for our partner, The New York Times. She's author of The Selling of the American Economy, How Foreign Companies Are Remaking the American Dream. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So I don't believe I've talked with you since this whole Toyota thing exploded. I mean, it really is a head-scratcher and one that I couldn't imagine we would have been talking about a year ago, right?
I don't think so. You know, Toyota's had quality problems before, specifically in 2005, when they had this unexpected spike in recalls. And at that time, the then-CEO of Toyota issued a policy and put a committee together to make sure that it never happened again. And here we are 5 years later, and the same thing is happening again. And we wrote a piece in the Times that ran this weekend that kind of looks at this pattern of discovering things, fixing them in the factories, but then being a little slow to recall the cars out on the road.
Well, let's take a look at some of that. I mean, in many ways, you're writing a portrait of a corporate culture that seems, on the one hand, careful if you're talking to shareholders, mm-hmm. but secretive if you're talking to consumers. Give us some examples.
Well, we were looking at a situation with these sticking pedals. There have been 2.3 million cars recalled in the United States because the accelerator pedal might stick. And I want to stress that, as people have been saying, there are very few cars involved in this. Out of 2.3 million, you know, there have been a couple of dozen reports of accidents. Although when you look at the NHTSA database, the number of complaints is starting to grow.
Right.
But they had discovered a similar problem in around December 2008 in Ireland, I believe it was. By August of 2009, they were already replacing the pedals. They were the same pedals that are installed on some of the cars that are recalled in the United States. And yet, Toyota officials said they didn't know of any incidents in the United States until October, which was already after they discovered it in Europe and fixed it in Europe. And it just makes you wonder, do people really communicate inside Toyota?
And, you know, the remarks that they did make were less than honest. They must have known. And the pedals all came from the same outsource, a factory in Elkhart, Indiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, the company's based in Elkhart, Indiana. And honestly, the poor company, CTS, is getting blamed. And I think they would correctly say that, you know, we build what they ask us to build. They give us the idea and the outline, and we go ahead and build it. So essentially, there's, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, or maybe they do, and they're hoping that it doesn't become a problem. I would hate to think that all the goodwill that Toyota has built up and all the good things that it's done, you know, for its workers and all that through the years would be wiped out by this whole situation.
Well, Mickey, listen to the voice of this woman. She's a Toyota Camry owner. Her car, Patty Box car, has been recalled. Here's this goodwill you were talking about.
I think that perhaps people may just decide that there's something wrong with their car, too, just because they're hearing so much. There's so much going on. And some of the hysteria is just on the part of the people.
So, Mickey Maynard, that's one consumer's view. It seems like Toyota can rely on her, but I'm wondering if other consumers might actually decide to, hey, you know, maybe that thing that was going wrong with the car is a problem, and reporting is going to increase, and we're going to see more complaints.
Right, or people who noticed a little something in their cars and just, you know, wrote it down to road conditions or ice or something like that, or, gee, did that really happen?
Right.
It seemed kind of strange. Now they might go think back on it and file a complaint maybe with their dealer and with the federal government. But there can be kind of a hysteria about this thing, and, you know, people saying, oh, I'm afraid to drive the car. And somebody said to me, well, do you think anyone whose car has been recalled has been driving it since then? And I said, well, yeah, people have to get to work.
Right. You know, Toyota came into the U.S. market, you know, more than a generation ago. In that time, it has become the largest car maker in the world, surpassing its competitors, General Motors and Ford. Yet, I'm wondering, given the profit problems that Toyota's had over the last 18 months and this recall problem, have they learned some of the maybe negative lessons, wrong lessons about working in the U.S. market, betting on trucks, betting on high-profit big vehicles rather than focusing on what they did best?
My theory on this is not that it's the fault of anyone in the United States. I think the American executives correctly knew what this market was turning into, but everything at Toyota has to be cleared with executives in Japan, and the Japanese market is so much different than our market, and especially, it's, you know, it's like General Motors used to be, where people at Toyota look around and they only see people from Toyota, and they live in a Toyota world, and so they make decisions based on not the American market, but on what they see in Japan. And what they think will be best for the company worldwide. So I would almost argue they were a little slow to do a competitive pickup truck, and they missed that market by a couple of years.
But they did create the Japan bubble. Does remind you of the old GM bubble from years ago. Do you think that Detroit automakers are in a position to take advantage of this vis-a-vis Toyota?
Well, the one bright note for Toyota, if it's a bright note at all, is that this is happening in one of the worst car markets in 25 years. So it's very possible that there might be some hoopla for the next couple of months, and then by spring, when sales pick up, it could overcome some of this. I don't think the Detroit companies are in much position to, you know, drive this home, because they have relationships with Toyota. They have business relationships with them.
Finally, is this a technology story at all? The complexity of vehicles is getting to the point where we can't track safety the way we used to before we go?
Well, I think we get a lot more complaints about safety, but I was reading about computers on cars, and we had an excellent article on it in the Times last week. There are literally dozens and dozens of functions controlled by the computer, and if there's something going on with the software, it can be very, very difficult to fix that.
Maybe that's our next story. We'll ask you back. Senior business correspondent for the New York Times, Micheline Maynard, author of The Selling of the American Economy, How Foreign Companies Are Remaking the American Dream. Thanks, Mickey.